and that 8% of the cotton of a very special plant would be what would be designated as the right cotton for making muslin. I realized that the fossilized plant is in the Kew Gardens in the UK, which I've seen. It is also in Kolkata. The women would be singing on the boat, spinning the yarn. And that's how the Portuguese said that mermaids make muslin. These were the kind of inspirations I had along the journey. You know, listening, collecting, weaving, thinking that why is it that this particular fabric, known to everybody around the world, which belonged over here, was never actually recognized by us, okay? Why is it that this story has been told by the English, the very people who have actually killed it?
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Saiful Islam, Managing Director of Bengal Muslin. He joins us from London, UK. Welcome, Saif.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I'm so happy to connect with you. I love fabrics myself. I have hundreds of saris. So it was really fascinating to hear about what you do and in your whole journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the main things with the history that we, you and I, come from is the British conquerors. Most people think of them as coming east for the spices, but they also came for our silks, for our fabrics, for our textiles.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, as a matter of fact, not only the British, but there was a whole list of people who used to come from the West. And you could almost start with the Romans, you know, because the description of muslin as woven air was given as ventura textilis. This was given by the Romans. And you can imagine that the Romans, when they first saw this sheer cloth, and then later on, as you see them in the statues, you see these men and women, you know, in these kind of poses with this drapes of cloth. I mean, a lot of the time it could be muslin. I'm not sure that it was. But I know for a fact that Romans used to order muslin from Bengal. And by that, I mean East Bengal, because at that time, Dhaka and the surrounding areas of it, which are famous for muslin, they would take an order from the Romans. And the Romans would wait 3 years to get the delivery of that cloth. And remember that in those days, most of the shipments would not happen over sea, but they would happen over land because, you know, in Bengal, they wouldn't go into the seas. The seas were later conquered by the Arabs in the 12th century, 11th century. Again, they loved muslin to the point that you would muslin for going on Hajj, which is one of the pilgrimages for a Muslim, for a gift to the Prophet. There are, you know, verses about that. And subsequently, it was the Dutch, you know, French, Portuguese, and actually finally it was the English who came for these treasures. So there's a whole host of them. And Bengal at that time was enormously rich because as the Romans complained that all the silver of Rome was ending up in Bengal. So by the time the East India Company established itself, there was a plethora of goods. There was no doubt about it. You know, there was different items, but muslin was one of them.
When did the East India Company come out east?
Well, as you know, Shah Alam, the Mughal Emperor, with whom they signed a treaty which allowed them to come in at that time, that was the 17th century, of course, you know, when they came in. But they were, as usual, you could almost say, very diplomatic and very oriented towards trade. However, they quickly discovered that this was the last remnants of the Mughal Empire, and therefore there was an opportunity to grab land and to grab the trade routes, and that's what they did. 69, 17, 70, around that period for 2 years, 75% of the profits of the East India Company came from one item only. And, you know, no prizes for guessing that. That was muslin. And if you think about it, I mean, the margins were enormous on what they were selling the cloth for. I mean, they were making a huge profit on it.
Let's start from the basics.
Sure.
What is the fiber that is used to make muslin?
All right. I mean, this will sound like a bit of a cloth 101.
Yes.
But obviously, there are three elements to a cloth. Okay, very basic. One is obviously you've got to have the raw material, which is cotton. Okay. Next, you've got to have the thread, which is the yarn. And next to that, you have got to take the yarn and put it together into a cloth, which is known as weaving. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have these three parts of the process and raw materials, one following from the other goes there. Mm-hmm. Now the basic